WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. An angry Donald Trump left Manhattan criminal court today. After a long day of testimony in his hush money trial, he lashed out at Judge Juan Merchan. Mr. Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, told jurors in detail how he and Mr. Trump arranged to pay adult film actress Stormy Daniels not to go public about her alleged affair with the former president. Jury selection began today in the corruption trial of U.S. Senator Bob Menendez. The New Jersey Democrat and his wife are accused of accepting money and gifts in exchange for favors to foreign business people. Residents in Baltimore were told that it would sound like lightning or fireworks. Not long ago, a series of controlled explosions were used to bring down wreckage from the Key Bridge. Stocks closed mixed today. The Dow down 81 points, NASDAQ up 47. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Two lacrosse men were rescued Saturday night from the water near the docks at a bar restaurant in Chautauqua. According to a news release from the Barron County Sheriff's Department, the Barron County 911 Center received calls about two people in the water. A 58-year-old man from La Crosse was immediately located and pulled from the water with the help of people at the scene. He was treated at the scene and released. Crews located the second subject, a 63-year-old man, also from La Crosse, and pulled him from the water. Life-saving measures were given. He was flown to the hospital and is in critical condition. Baraboo residents will be returning to the UW to see the 4th of July holidays evening fireworks. UW Platteville Baraboo Sauk County is hosting the event along with Baraboo Fireworks Incorporated. The Baraboo Sauk County Campus Commission approved the campus festivities on April 18th. The city and the Baraboo School District agreed to launch the fireworks in a large field north of Baraboo High School and west of Jack Young Middle Schools. Barabooms is being hosted away from the Sauk County Fairgrounds for the first time since it began 6 years ago. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly cloudy and lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a high near 70. Up into the mid-70s and mostly sunny for Wednesday, then shower chances return Wednesday night and Thursday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 69 degrees right now.
99.7.
You never lie. If you're evil, I'll forgive you. Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant, you're going to go after 5 p.m. on Monday night. Hey, we got through Monday at least, and it's definitely feeling like a Monday today, but hey, we're starting to get a little closer to the weekend every day, right? Here is Don Henley. All She Wants to Do Is Dance on Max FM.
And more.
I'll follow you 99.7 Max FM.
This is color.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Monday night. All right, Aaron was asking, what did Dave do over this weekend with the warm weather? Well, you know what? We got out golfing on Saturday, and I was very happy to be out there. Not so happy with my golf score. I was second to last. My brother-in-law finished last, you know. Just the way it goes. I did not lose a single ball on the first nine holes. We did the last three. I lost four balls on three holes. I don't know what happened. I do know I was trying to lose two of them on purpose because they basically sounded like rocks every time I hit them. So, yeah, not a great day of golfing, but it was great to be out there. So I'm not going to complain about that at all. But, yeah, the golf score, ooh, yeah, definitely a little rusty. All right, we need to talk about Throwback Nation Radio's contest this week. You have a chance to win concert or cash, and you know what? You can win tickets to Janet Jackson. So be listening after 8 o'clock tonight. Right at the beginning of the show, Tony's going to give you a keyword. Jot that keyword down. Go over to throwbacknationradio.com and enter that keyword in. You have a chance to win either $500 in cash or tickets to see Janet Jackson. Now, what would I do? I don't know. That's a tough one. So I'll let you know a little bit later. Coming up, we will have a look at sports news by Aerosmith on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Kansas City Chiefs will open their attempt for a three-peat when they host the Baltimore Ravens in the NFL's annual primetime season opener on Thursday, September 5th. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The announcement came from the NFL today. The NFL regular season schedule will be released in full on Wednesday night, but a handful of other games are expected to be leaked before then. Colin Ray takes the mound for the Brewers tonight as they open a three-game series against the Pirates at AmFam Field. The Brewers start the day a half-game in front of the Cubs atop the National League Central. Green Bay Phoenix searching for a new head men's basketball coach after Sundance Wicks left after just one season. He won 18 games this past year, a 15-game improvement from the previous season, and that got him the head job at Wyoming, where he had previously been as an assistant. NBA playoffs resume tonight. In the East, the Boston Celtics look to take a commanding 3-1 series lead on Cleveland. In the West, Dallas will be looking to do the same against top-seeded Oklahoma City. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Just for today, never tomorrow. 99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is Santana and Rob Thomas on Max FM.
Oh,
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget to stream us online at max.fm. You can tell your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or download the free Civic Media app. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. Look for Max Mouse and tap on Max FM. You can listen to us anywhere. Here are the police on Max FM.
Cause we're the silver.
pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave hanging out with you on Monday night. All right, I almost forgot. On Saturday, we went to Fair in the Square. Didn't buy a whole lot of things, but you know what? We got something for Stout. He's got a new standing dog dish. He's very happy with it. A guy right here in Baraboo made those. It was my in-law's neighbor's father, so very neat product. We have it all set up. Stout loves it. Okay, the our favorite thing I found was bourbon-flavored toffee. Yes, you heard me correctly. I tried samples of that and the rye, and guess what? They hooked me. I bought both. We also visited the farmer's market, so that's your reminder. The farmer's market is back this Wednesday on the Courthouse Square in downtown Baraboo, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and they're also there every Saturday. So we saw some fresh vegetables down there, a lot of plants, so you can get all the good stuff, and hey, it's going to be some great weather this week as well, so stop on down to the Baraboo Farmer's Market Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Coming up, we will look at our community calendar, look at weather music by Los Lobos on Max FM.
Come on down to Pete's Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday from 5 p.m. until close, where our buffet and drinks are only $11.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal, available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at Pete's Ranch in Baraboo.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your Max FM community calendar. The Downtown Baraboo Farmers Market is back every Wednesday and Saturday from 8 a.m. until 12:30. Local growers, producers, and farmers will be on the square of Oak Street selling their items. The best way to stay up to date on all of the offerings is by going to the Baraboo Farmers Market Facebook page. Give them a like, and they'll post out the night before who'll be in attendance for the next day's market. Again, that's every Wednesday and Saturday, 8 a.m. until 12:30 from now until October. Reedsburg and Stock Prairie will both be having their official community-wide garage sales this weekend, starting Thursday the 16th, running through Saturday the 18th. For the Reedsburg sales, pick up a directory at the Chamber of Commerce. Stock Prairie has a PDF of all of the listings, and they also have a link for Google Maps. You can go to stockprairie.com to find all the details there. And the Reedsburg Library will be also hosting its book sale. It's going to get started on Thursday the 16th, running all the way through Sunday the 19th. Sales include community donations of hardcover, paperback books, DVDs, VHS tapes, audiobooks, and magazines. Funds raised will be used for new items for the library's collection and programming for all ages. Again, this is happening at the Reedsburg Public Library. They've got their book sale starting Thursday, running through Sunday.
Big deals!
1, 2, 3. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it! You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Searching for a friendly bar to hang out and play some pool? Tar Benders with Sass is just the place. Whether you are enjoying your favorite beverage, shooting free pool on Thursdays, or doing some line dancing, you will be having a good time at Reedsburg's Tar Benders with Sass, a new bar in a historic downtown building. Tar Benders with Sass, located at 326 Main Street, Reedsburg. Tar Benders with Sass opens every day at 3 p.m. Friendly people serving great drinks.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly cloudy and lows in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a high near 70. Up into the mid-70s and mostly sunny for Wednesday, then shower chances return Wednesday night and Thursday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 69 degrees right now.
99.7
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
that red velvet. I want that sugar sweet. Don't let nobody touch it unless that somebody's me. I gotta be a man. There ain't no other way. 'Cause girl, you're hotter than a Southern California day.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Monday night. All right, we had a song request, so here you go, Matt. Here's Michael Jackson on Max FM.
They told him, don't you ever cover up.
90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.